This is Father Ted, and you are listening to the Bunker Jiu-Jitsu Podcast. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Bunker Podcast. Today, I'm not going to be interviewing anybody. I just kind of wanted to talk a little bit about a new project that I just completed a couple of weeks ago, and some of you already may know about it, and that is that I was able to publish my first book ever. And that book is called Bunker Jiu-Jitsu, Faith, Friendship, and Fortitude on the Mats. And this is, I guess you could say, a labor of love. It was something that I wanted to do for a long time. It was a lot of actual personal therapy, putting down on paper the whole, not only the bunker journey, which a lot of people had asked me about, but even my own journey, you know, my own journey into jiu-jitsu, how I got into it, you know, what caused me to get into it, which of course I talk a little bit about my ministry and even from when I was a young kid and kind of growing up and going into ministry and getting married and the stresses of that world and how that stress and those difficulties in especially the first decade of my ministry as a priest, how that kind of drove me towards having to change my life, having to change, you know, how I managed my stress levels, how I managed, you know, pretty much everything in my life. You know, the negative stuff in my life kind of brought me to jiu-jitsu, and then jiu-jitsu was able to reframe the way I looked at problems and problem solving. And then, of course, beyond that, you know, not only finding this kind of new love, this new, you know, beautiful community of jiu-jitsu practitioners, also then creating the bunker out of necessity during the lockdowns. And so all these things that kind of have happened, at least to me and to many of us, have been really good, even though they've looked at, like, negative things in the world, like, you know, especially the COVID lockdowns. You know, it was horrible for pretty much almost everybody, but they did spawn the bunker, the founding of the bunker, and this kind of brotherhood that we've created. And then, of course, you know, that led to the bunker holiday tournament, which also kind of morphed because, again, of adversity. You know, we had the bunker, the first bunker was created because of the lockdowns. The second bunker, or the second iteration of the bunker, happened because of the second lockdowns. And then, of course, that community grew. And then I got transferred to a new community, and that shut down that kind of small bunker. But then it forced me to morph into this beautiful holiday charity tournament that we're doing now. And then, of course, that all led to this beautiful podcast and all the different people that I've met along the way, the different friendships and the different personalities from the different dojos across Toronto and other places. And so all of this kind of journey was kind of kicking around in my head. And I was really, really feeling very grateful, especially the last few months. And I said, you know what, I need to put this down into onto paper, into kind of like a short book to kind of talk about this journey, not only for myself as therapy, as, you know, being able to work through a lot of this stuff, but also as a way of honoring all my friends who are part of this journey. And also, just like this podcast, which is also trying to showcase all of these people who have made the bunker possible, I wanted the book also to do that, to kind of talk about the struggle, talk about the importance of what it's meant to me, both jiu-jitsu and the bunker community, but also to thank those people who I consider to be, you know, super important friends in my life and influences, and to be able to kind of spotlight them. So I wrote a book. That's the long and short of it. And I self-published it, you know, because, like, let's face it, we're not famous writers, and you know, publishing companies often don't care what we have to say. But thank God for Amazon. And Amazon has its own, like, you know, self-publishing kind of platform, which is kind of really cool today that anybody can really publish anything and, you know, give it a go and promote it themselves. And hopefully if people enjoy it, they will buy it and they will spread the word. And that's what I'm trying to do with this new book. It's not very big. It's only about, I think, just over 80 pages long. It's like 16 chapters. It covers, as I said, my journey into jiu-jitsu and then forming of the bunker and how that evolved and everything. And there's some really good acknowledgments in there as well. And some pictures as well in the end of the book as well, showing the bunker and the different tournaments that we've done. So this is kind of my little pitch to everybody. If you love the bunker and are enjoying this podcast and you like to read about beautiful jiu-jitsu stories and how our community here in Toronto has kind of come together to create this new community, please check out the book. It is on Amazon.ca for our friends in the States. It's on Amazon.com as well. It's on paperback, it's on hardcover, it's on Kindle. I am working on an audiobook version of it through Audible, which is also Amazon as well. And so I'm hoping that that will be available soon. That's a little bit takes a little bit more time to work on. So it's going to be on all platforms, but right now it's on Kindle and it's on paperback and hardcover. If you are interested, feel free to check it out. Bunker Jiu-Jitsu, Faith, Fortitude, and Friendship on the Mats. That's the title. And I hope that people will check it out and enjoy it. And if you like it, spread the word. Write a review on Amazon. That helps a lot. Maybe post some things on Instagram. That also helps kind of promote it and raise awareness, right? Because again, when you're doing these things independently and you really don't have any money to advertise or to, run ads and things like that, it helps when there's word of mouth and people really enjoy something. They share it with other people. So for those of you who already ordered the book and have already read it, have reached out, I really, really appreciate it. It means the world to me. And for those of you who haven't checked it out yet or haven't read it yet, I hope you do enjoy it. People seem to have enjoyed it so far, unless they're just being nice to me. But I hope that they kind of enjoy the journey and they identify with it. I think there's something for everybody in it. And I would love to hear everybody's feedback. So again, it's on Amazon. Check it out. God bless all of you. Thank you for everybody for being part of my journey. And I hope that I've been a positive, part of your journey. And rock and roll. We'll continue on with this podcast and continue on trying to help the community as best we can. Anyways, that's all for today. Take care, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Bunker Jiu-Jitsu podcast. Feel free to follow us on Instagram and YouTube. And if you want to reach out with any questions or if you're interested in being on the show, feel free to email us at bunkerjiu-jitsu@gmail.com. Thanks and take care.